Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show in the 21st anniversary, kicking off the 22nd year of our show today. And we're doing it with somebody who's been with us since the beginning. She's an original founding member of our brain trust. She is the tax mama. Nobody knows more about your small business taxes than she does, and she gets around and brings us great reports and has been now for more than 20 years. She is Eva Rosenberg, and we love her. Eva, welcome back to the show.
Well, welcome back, Jim. It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Thank you for all the great reports and all the great time you've given us and the great information. And you brought a special report, something kind of – I don't think we've reported on this exact thing before. Tell us what it is.
Well, there is that all of that issue about the passport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just had an IRS stakeholder liaison meeting Friday. So, I mean, this is super fresh. Walked out of there really, really pumped. We have a new IRS commissioner.
Right.
And that's pretty amazing. This guy is somebody who actually gets it. He is the unbelievable right person for the job. We've never had the right person in that
Chuck
job.
Chuck Rettig is his
that
name.
I know of.
Chuck Rettig.
Chuck Rettig.
R-E-T-T-I-G.
Yeah, Chuck Rettig is from L.A., from here.
Mm-hmm.
He's an attorney with a local firm. His name is no longer, his profile is no longer on the firm for the moment. But he basically grew up in the tax environment here, and everybody in the IRS has worked with him, you know, for the last many decades. So he knows what's going on. Both, you know, he's been representing taxpayers. He knows what our problems are, and he knows what the problems are inside the IRS. So this is just so exciting to have somebody like Chuck in that hot.
Yeah, he's been on our side before. He knows what it looks like when the IRS goes beyond doing their job and gets oppressive, whether it be an individual that gets out of hand, a rogue IRS agent, or whether it's just a regulation that shouldn't be, that has to be enforced.
Absolutely. And I've worked with his firm on things in the past, and very impressed with the firm he's from.
Right.
Highly, highly ethical folks. So, you know, this is going to be really exciting. And everybody at the IRS is pumped, and they are all starting to do things. They're hiring 750 people nationwide.
I've got a friend who will become his lead speechwriter.
So really?
I'll have to call her and see how things are going. So what did you learn last week at this meeting?
Well, first of all, they are starting to pull passports. So very definitely.
Tell us about that. Explain that. Most people don't know what that means.
People who owe $51,000 or more to the IRS and have been ignoring all of the notices and haven't set up a payment plan. IRS is turning them over to the Department of State, and they are pulling passports. They are what's called, they're getting them certified. Once you're certified, it's practically impossible to get decertified and to get.
So if you owe over $51,000 to the IRS and they know it, you won't be able to leave the country.
Not if you don't already have a payment plan or something in
right.
place.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, there are 280,000 Americans who have now been certified.
Wow.
Because they're just not responding to notices.
Wow.
And the IRS is very impressed with this program. They were not happy with it, but they're very impressed with this
program.
And
folks, with interest and penalties, it doesn't take very long for $10,000 worth of taxes, past due taxes, to become $51,000.
Right. And so people are actually starting to pay. Now, the important news about this is that if you know you're about to be certified because you haven't opened your notices, get hold, and you need to travel right away, get hold of the taxpayer advocate's office.
Mm-hmm.
They will be able to take care of you before you get certified. They can put a taxpayer assistance order and resolve this within 2 or 3 days, as long as you get on an installment plan through them immediately. And I'm going to be putting up information with specifics about this
right
on the Tax Mama website today.
Okay, good, good. All right.
So this also applies to people outside the country who want to get back in. They won't be able to get passport.
Well, they should let them get back in and then arrest them. They should let them come back in.
We want their money.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things. The other thing, I don't know if you have any questions about this.
Go ahead. No, keep going. You're doing a good job.
Okay. The other thing that is very surprising is, you know, everybody has, you know, all of this optimism because of the new higher standard deductions.
Right.
And so they're getting more money in their paychecks. Well, the folks at the IRS started doing their own paycheck checkup and found that they are way under withheld. And, you know, they've really been pushing this new paycheck checkup system to check your W-4 and make sure that you have enough withholding. And they're finding they are short. They know the rest of the country is short. And a lot of people are going to get a very nasty surprise when
wow
they prepare their tax returns. And what's really disturbing is the IRS just went to a conference, a trade show with all of the payroll processors, you know, the biggies, ADP, Paychecks, and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they learned hardly anybody in the country submitted new W-4s to change their withholding
wow
this year. Yeah, very small number. I don't remember how small it was, but it was.
What if they didn't change their withholding? Wouldn't that make them withhold more than they should? They would have otherwise.
No, the tables are low.
Oh.
The tables are low, and so people are you know not doing
so.
It correctly.
So beginning the end of next January, this coming January, people are going to get some shocks when they find out how much they owe, aren't they?
That's the problem. And so there's still time to run that. They have a paycheck checkup link to check your withholding. You still have time to change your withholding or to make an estimated tax payment in January
right
so that, you know, or start saving,
right,
you know, for that hit that you're going to have.
And so what it also means is more people are probably going to file extensions in order to come up with the money, wouldn't you think?
I hope not. Right?
Yeah, I bet that's what happens. Hold on to that thought. Ava Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. Ava Rosenberg, TaxMama.com. She and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.